And now I'm joined in the studio by Lennon Maron. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
So you're featuring as part of Scala's Live at the Weedy Showcase later this month on the 25th. They've got one on the 11th, I believe, but you're later in the month on the 25th. Before talking about that gig and that upcoming gig, I wanted to find out a little bit more, about you. You're Chilean born, but Adelaide based. How did you end up here in little old Adelaide?
Yeah, well, I'm happy to be here, but it's a little bit of a crazy story. But back in Chile, there was a dictatorship. Some people are aware of it, some people aren't. I was 2.5 years old. The government that was elected, that was looking after the people, had been overthrown. So there's a lot of political instability there. And a lot of people began to be tortured, disappeared. So my parents, in all of that, we were lucky to get a visa to come out as refugees to Australia in the early 90s. And here we are. We ended up in Adelaide. It could have been a different state, but we started our life here, and grateful to my parents who did all the hard work and really went through some very difficult times to give me an opportunity, and now I can pursue it creatively and safely here in Adelaide. So
fantastic. It's great. You know, there are so many stories that begin that way that don't have such, you know, that don't have such happy happy endings.
Exactly.
Not saying that you're at the end of your story at all.
No, I agree, and that's why music to me is also a channel for not also just having fun and writing and enjoying myself, but being a voice for the people that have been in my footsteps and continue. Like, we see the problem that refugees face today, and also how they're treated in Manus Island, you know, back in the days, Baxter and all of that. So, you know, that could have been me. I'm grateful it wasn't, but also I feel a responsibility to you know, be a voice for those people. And so, because everyone really should be welcomed.
Definitely. And so does that kind of inform, you know, you mentioned that you use music as a vehicle for, you know, exploring and discussing these ideas. Has that always been part of your vision as a songwriter?
Yeah, it has been. It's gone through different phases. You know, when I started with Local Revolution, which is still there, but that was really, you know, really straight to the point, upbeat, revolutionary, making a statement. And I still do that, but as I've grown older, I think I've gone a little bit in a different way of voicing, getting a story across. And and with this latest project, Lennon Maron, with my solo things, it's a little bit more personal, but always still that same bigger mission to make the world a better place.
Yeah, well, it's a great mission statement, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so, do you find that how has it been working now on this solo project? Having been part of, you know, collaborations in the past, it must be quite a different
it
experience.
Is, yeah, it's eye opening. It's beautiful, you know, but also I do miss being part of that bigger thing. As a lot of people know, you know, having a band also is a lot of work. So, and I'm still going to continue that, but having just your own little space to think and creatively find yourself, for me also has been a beautiful journey, and I'm really enjoying this next chapter. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you describe yourself as a singer, songwriter and guitarist as well. So what kind of process do you go through in terms of writing your music? I hear the whole wide range of answers to that question. You know, sometimes it depends on the song, or sometimes the music comes first, or the lyrics. How do you go about it?
It's crazy. I don't know if I've got one straight answer, but I guess I keep finding a better answer. With the guitarist, you know, I've always loved guitar. I've loved Santana, so I've got a Santana cover band.
Beautiful.
I got to play when Santana came to Botanic Park, luckily to open up with the guests. So guitar has always been a great part of me. But, you know, I feel a bit unorthodox in the way I do things because I've got so many ideas in my head. I've got about, you know, five bands. I've got a funk band called Funk Train, and we do the old school R&B. So the whole band thing. I've also got Local Revolution, which is a bit more Afrobeat, funk, reggae. And then I've got this thing. So depending on the idea, it filters in different ways. But now I've sort of, as I'm progressing, I've learnt, I just want to channel things in a bit more of a solid direction. And with now, you know, just being inspired by More personal things, I'm bringing it into a more of acoustic, intimate sort of setting. So, yeah, ideas come from all different places. My dad's a poet.
Well, that helps.
He's inspired me a lot through growing up with lyrics. I used to write lyrics all the time in high school. You know, during classes, I didn't do much work. All I wanted to do was write lyrics and rhymes. And I've grown up with a lot of creative people, including Sister Janet, who we met when we came to Australia, who's a great singer and a great person. So I've been lucky to be inspired by so many different things that, you know, only till now it's sort of all coming together into one thing, you know.
Yeah.
Before it's just been, you know, all over the place in a creative way. So.
Oh, no, but I'm sure it serves you well to have that diverse background and to have those opportunities to explore those different avenues and have all those different things in your toolkit now as you
totally
you can pick you can cherry pick all those different elements.
That's right.
And you mentioned before that you're incorporating more personal experience into your songwriting now. Do you find that there are, you know, you've got that background, you know, in terms of being more like politically engaged as well, but do you find that there are particular themes that you keep coming back to across
I think for me the theme now is love, and not
a go-to
not in so much a superficial way, but a lot of life experiences. I think love is a big foundation to a lot of things, and it's not just, you know, whether it's intimate relationships, it's love for people, love for your family, love for your own self, in terms of how you look after yourself in your journey. And just love for nature, for animals, in anything. I think love has got a big part, and it sometimes gets lost in the world. So for me, that is a big part of my music now. Mm. Just feel, you know, finding a way to express love in different scenarios and through my songs. So
and finding those connections. I'm sure.
That's the biggest thing, is that to connect with myself and connect with the world. I think that's my next. Sort of a chapter that I want to try and explore.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, you have brought your guitar into the studio with us, which usually indicates that a song is on the way. What song would you like to kick us off with?
Yeah, I'll do a song called Deep Water.
Okay, fantastic. Take it away.
I'm into deep, deep water, and I can't swim any longer, yeah. I'm in too deep, deep water, and I can't swim any longer, yeah. It's been a while since I've seen the mainland, and I'm searching for a place to call my own. See, out on the open ocean's crazy, but I know that I will make it on my own. But now I gotta swim, swim, swim away, searching for a better day. Gotta swim, swim, swim away, hoping that my pain will fade. Gotta swim, swim, swim away, hoping for a better day. Gotta swim, swim, swim away. Oh, I'm in too deep, deep water, and I can't swim any longer. Yeah, I'm in too deep, deep water, and I can't swim any longer. Yeah, I'm like a king without a crown, ooh, no riches to be found, hoping that these waves will carry me. Hey, leaving behind this crazy city, crazy town, 'cause all I wanna be is to be free. But now I gotta swim, swim, swim away, searching for a better day. Gotta swim, swim, swim away, hoping that my pain will fade. Gotta swim, swim, swim away, searching for a better day. Gotta swim, swim, swim away.
any longer. Yeah, I'm in too deep, deep water, and I can't swim any longer. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Lennon Maron there with Deep Water. Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
No, that's, I love it. I mean, you know, you're tying in with the, you know, how strong a metaphor the natural elements can be for our inner state.
Thank you very much.
So, no, that's great. Thank you. So you mentioned before that you're featuring as part of Scala's Live at the Weedy showcase that they have fortnightly on a Thursday. You're on the October 25th show. Is that your first time performing with Scala?
I performed many years ago. I forgot where it was. Where was it? In one of the pubs here in Rundle Street. I performed a while back, but I guess this is my probably first official one with my solo project. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah,
and thanks, Scala, for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, most guests only have glowing things to say about Scala and providing the platform that they do. And you'll be performing along with Dr. D and Richter as well. So that's Thursday, October 25th at the Weedy.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing them.
Yeah, yeah, no, should be good. And it's nice, as you say, you know, to get that, you know, get that mix, that kind of showcase, that showcase vibe as well. So they create a really welcoming atmosphere for musicians and audiences.
Totally.
I think. Yeah. And so what does the rest of 2018, you know, there's only it's a matter of weeks now, which is terrifying, but what does the rest of 2018 hold?
Yeah, well, for me, it's keep presenting this new chapter that I've got, Lennon Maron. So I'm looking forward to doing more gigs, because this Wheat Shift is probably the first of my official gigs, singing my new songs and my acoustic things. So yeah, I think the rest of the year is just bringing out and showing people the new songs that I have, my new stories, and also getting into the studio and recording them and then sharing them. So there's a lot of big plans. I don't want to say too much.
No, yet, of course, keep it under wraps. Yeah,
those are the things on the surface that are happening, but a lot of things behind the scene that I'm really looking forward to, with a new mindset and a new vision as I go into the new year. So yeah, I got a lot of exciting things, and also with other artists that are joining, collaborating with me, and also my band of Merry Men, Local Revolution, who are definitely still a big part of my life, and you'll probably see us evolve into something new and beautiful in the coming year.
Fantastic. And do you find, I mean, you talk about, you know, presenting your work into audiences in that gig atmosphere, do you find that that's an important part of the process before going into the studio with any new stuff? Is that you kind of test it out?
Yeah, I think I've always done that, testing, like going out and see how people respond to songs, and you know, like some songs work, some songs don't, and it always seems to be the opposite to what you think. Something that you love, people don't might react differently. So yeah,
hopefully mostly pleasant surprises.
Yeah, it is always good, but it is testing the waters to see what really connects, because in the end of the day, that's what I really want to do: connect with people in the musical level.
Yeah, as you tell those stories, as you say. And so, where can people go if they like what they hear and want to find out more? Is there where can they find you?
Well, you can find me in Glenelg North. I'm always a big
don't
fan.
List off your address.
I won't give my address, but I'm a big fan of connecting offline. So yeah, definitely come to the Wheat Sheaf or to my other gigs. I play at Casa Blah Blah a lot.
Yep.
And a new bar, 1910, which is a soul jazz bar. So they're my residencies. So come and I love connecting offline in real human interaction. But if you must, find me on Instagram.
If you must,
Instagram's really the main thing. Mm-hmm. Lennon Maron. My website, www.lennonmaron.com.
Very simple.
I've got a Facebook page, but you know, really, Facebook isn't a big thing right now for me.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to focus, you know.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Lennon, thanks so much for coming in this morning. I know that it's a hard slog for musicians on a Saturday morning.
A lot of respect how awake you are right now.
I got that energy.
Yeah,
I've been training for years.
It's very inspiring.
well, I think you have another song up your sleeve to wrap us
this
up
is
with.
A new song. We Found Love. So.
We Found Love. Yeah. And what's the story behind this one?
I think it's the lessons that you learn from love, mm-hmm. And your connection with people that matter a lot. Some mm-hmm. people, I think, are here to come and teach you a lesson and be part of your life and then move on mm-hmm. their own journey. And some people are here to stay. So it's finding that balance of connecting with people and also letting go.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm. Take it away.
We found love in the darkness. We found love in a cold and dying place. We found love in the emptiness, and it will never tear us apart. So they say, funny how the things you sought that never wanted are the same things that you care about. And all the things that you always wanted, oh, you get no more. No, you get no more. Ooh, ooh, I ain't your puppet. Are you here to please you while you go about your foolish ways? Thicker skin's all that'll stop this heartache. And you will get no more. No, you won't get no more. We found love in the darkness. We found love in a cold and dying place. We found love in the emptiness, and it will never tear us apart. So they say, never knew well I could ever cut so deep. So sweet like honey, it'll bring you to your knees. A million ways to forgive, but only one to give. And you will get no one. No, you will get no one. Ooh. And all the things that we've been holding on, could they just be foolish fantasies? Ooh. And once the dust settles and all that's left is you and me, what's it gonna be? Oh, tell me, baby. We found love in the darkness. We found love in a cold and dying place. We found love in the emptiness, and it will never tear us apart. So they say, ooh, love, 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 love.
Lennon Maron there with We Found Love. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been beautiful.